You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Song, Sports, and Stuff. My name is Eric. Welcome. It's a new week. Sorry I'm a little late into the studio today. It's currently 11:08. I had a little bit of work I had to take care of before I got here. This is week two. I skipped a week. I'm sorry about that as well. Wasn't really feeling it last week, but we're back. We're better than ever. And this week we're feeling a little bit of rock music. So for the songs section of Song, Sports, and Stuff, we'll be playing some rock today, and we're going to kick it off with The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
What if I say I'm not just another one?
Who Are You? That is The Pretender by Foo Fighters. I've got a new one. Sorry about that. I've got a new one for you now, actually. Just over the weekend, I went home and listened to some good music on the ride home. It was about a two-hour ride, so I had a chance to listen to music I've never heard before. And a group I've not heard, Vinyl Theater, actually, who I'm surprised aren't as popular as I thought they would be because their music is fantastic. Kind of fell in love with them and listened to a bunch of their music. So this is one of my favorites and also their most popular. This is called Breaking Up My Bones by Vinyl Theater. Once again, that was Breaking Up My Bones by Vinyl Theater. I'll have another song by them towards the end of the music section, because I like them that much, and think that you guys should have listened to them too. Alright, next up we have what I say is probably my favorite song of all time, by my favorite group of all time. And when people see me and see the type of music I like, they think, I like country music, I like rock and alternative and stuff like that. So people wouldn't assume that Boston is my favorite artist, but they are, and my favorite song by them is Peace of Mind, so that is what I'll be playing for you right now. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. Peace of Mind by Boston, one of my absolute favorites, probably my absolute favorite. And, you know, I love that song really just because of all of the good guitars, and, you know, I'm a guitarist myself, so appreciating great guitar solos is, you know, a big thing in my mind. And speaking of good guitar solos, the next song we have is Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Thank you.
And again, that was Master of Puppets by Metallica, and we're talking about good guitars. That's got one of the greatest guitar sections, solos, and entries, I think, of any song, really, by Metallica or anyone. As I mentioned, I was going to play another Vinyl Theater song. This is going to be the last song for the first segment of music. This is me assuming that I'm not going to have a lot of sports to talk about because football's over. Baseball barely has started, so it's really only hockey and basketball. But so I'm putting on their newest single. It's called Me, Myself, and I, and I actually have not heard it yet. So you and I will be listening to this for the first time together. I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
It's me, myself, and I. It's me, myself, and I. It's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Yeah, yeah. The world has got a funny way of making us quit. The world has got a million ways of making us sick. I tried to break my way out of these chains. I tried a million rhymes, not mine. I tried to break my way out of this cage, but I only get closer to the end of my line. In the fading lights, it's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. I tried to watch the television, I had a vision that the money's all mine. They tried to keep me in a prison, just listen, I got a radium mind. The world has got a funny way of making me quit. The world has got a million ways of making me sick. I tried to make it in a poor man's game. I tried a million rhymes, not mine. I tried to break into the radio waves, but I only get closer to the end of my line. In the fading lights, it's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I.
So that was Me, Myself, and I by Vinyl Theater, and not really what I was expecting, honestly. I thought it was going to be kind of rocky like most of their stuff, but it's kind of cool to see them do a little bit of an alternative vibe there. We're going to stop for a quick PSA, and I'll be right back.
Bear hug?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
And we're back, and of course, only you can prevent forest fires. We're going to jump straight into our sports section. As I said, there's not a lot to talk about. There's a little bit of baseball hot stove, and there are some hockey scores and highlights, and I did get a chance to check my clips before actually putting them up on the show, so we do have real audio for hockey clips, which is fantastic. We're going to start with hockey. Specifically, we're going to start with the Bruins and the Flames. Pretty good game between them. Not a lot happening in the first and second periods, with only one goal being scored each. It was tied at one when David Pastrnak actually came up with this play right here.
6 minutes gone, third period. Rask kicks the puck to Chara. Up the middle, Pastrnak with a bit of room. Pastrnak, right in, stopped by Rittich. Stopped the rebound, too. May have gone off the outside of the net. What a save by Rittich off David Pastrnak, looking for a second of the game.
So, Pastrnak, who scored the first one, actually, was denied his chance at... Sorry, there was another clip playing there. I didn't get to pause it. Rittich, who is actually the second string, I want to say, for the Flames, because Smith has been out for a little while, so he's been getting the starting nod. Rittich made a great save on a breakaway from Pastrnak, and eventually that game did go into overtime, and it would be none other than Brad Marchand who would get the winning goal here.
Elevates the pass, Brody switches the stick, can't get it through Nash, butts it ahead, Marchand with the game on his stick in sudden death! Deacon scores! Tuukka Rask saves the day, and Marchand scores in overtime to win it for Boston. My, oh my, what a game.
And my, oh my, what a game it was, as it was, you know, pretty back and forth the whole way, although it was a small score, 2-1 Boston over Calgary. It still was a pretty intense game, going back and forth, a lot of saves, and as you heard in that clip, Tuukka Rask, the goalie for the Boston Bruins, really came up clutch with a couple of saves in overtime, which led to Marchand's breakaway there. Bruins ended up winning that one 2-1. I don't have any clips from the Capitals and Sabres. However, the Capitals ended up winning that one 3-2. Alex Ovechkin had a goal. Evgeny Kuznetsov also with a goal there, and Philip Grubauer, the goalie for the Capitals, picked up a win. Let's see. Oh, I do have one clip from that, and this was actually Ovechkin's goal.
Oshie back to point position for Carlson. Long wrister towards the goal, deflection, score! Cruising through the middle, it was Alex Ovechkin waving a stick at that long drive from Juice.
It starts with an east-west passing play. Watch this, top left of the screen, to the middle, to the shot, just an innocent-looking wrist shot. And Alex Ovechkin gets a piece of it. The Caps are up 1-0.
So obviously you can't see the screen. I'm sorry, because this is the radio. But Alex Ovechkin had a nice deflection to put it past the back of Chad Johnson, the goalie for the Sabres. And that was in the second period. So the Capitals, again, ending up winning that one 3-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. Next up, we have the Wild and the Islanders last night. Wild picked up 2 points there, winning it 5-3. They ended up scoring 3 goals in the second period off of Matt Cullen, Zucker, and Tyler Ennis. Zucker had 2 goals in that game. And for the Islanders, Halak would be picking up a loss, although Anders Lee did have a goal in the second period. Again, the final score there was 5-3. And the game with the largest score last night was the Predators and Senators in Nashville. They ended up winning that one 5-2 with two goals from Victor Arvidsson. And I do have a clip of one of his goals.
Loops it down. He tried to find Fiala. No ice, and the guy's going for a change there. Senators putting the Predators under a little bit of siege here. There's a steal in front. Victor Arvidsson, his second of the game. And once again, Philip Forsberg made a great play to set him up.
And he stays with it on the forecheck. They're getting a change right now. So look at him. He blocks that with one hand. And then Victor Arvidsson, this one's for Jared Folwell, the Kings of Leon, who wants to see more twisted wrister. Well, Victor Arvidsson unleashes one right there on Craig Anderson for a huge goal. The Ottawa Senators pushing at the other end. And Philip Forsberg turns that puck over and feeds Arvy right in the slot, and he cashes it in.
So that was Victor Arvidsson's second of the game. He beat Craig Anderson short side there and ended up putting up the Predators 4-2 for them to score another goal in the third period, making it a 5-2 game. And finally, we have the Kings and the Blackhawks last night. Kings picked up the 2 there, winning it 3-1. Dion Phaneuf, who recently became a King, who was just sent over from the Senators, scored his second goal with the Kings, and it's been a pretty quick turnaround for him. I'm trying to see if I have a clip for that, which I don't think I do. Oh, I do. Oh, yep, here it is. It's Phaneuf's power play goal right here.
Popped in the air, Pearson retrieved in the corner. Nice saucer pass to the line. A fake shot allows Phaneuf to step in and score! Dion Phaneuf getting it through the screen. Tanner Pearson shielding Forsberg's vision. It is 3-0 Kings on a power play goal.
Simplification here. Now, there's a little thing at the top. It's a fake shot by Martinez. And he just kind of freezes guys for a split second. You hunt the puck down, you get it back. Here comes the fake shot. See, right there, just fake, but then it comes across, change the point of attack. It has been a theme, hasn't it? Front net presence. We've talked about traffic, and this one is seeing eye. Forsberg doesn't see the puck. So as the goaltender, he moves here. Watch him move the blocker hand. He moves that, and it goes 7-hole, right underneath the arm. Might get a good look of it here. Whoa. Tanner Pearson. You know what he does? He jumps.
So the goal there was credited to Phaneuf. He pushed it, as you heard, through the 7-hole right underneath the arm of goalie Anton Forsberg, who I'm not sure if he's related to Philip Forsberg of the Predators, but backup goalie for the Blackhawks. And speaking of goalies and speaking of trades, as I mentioned, Phaneuf was just traded a couple days ago. Peter Mrazek of the Red Wings was just recently traded. I have who he's traded to right here. Let me refine that. I'm sorry. I had it up a second ago and I just lost it. But he was traded away for a couple of conditional draft picks. And I must have lost that tip. I'm sorry. So he was a good player. He was a starting goaltender for a while with the Red Wings, and now they're gonna have to rely on Howard for the rest of the year, it looks like. So, or whoever comes in to back him up. And we have one more game from last night, was the Ducks and the Golden Knights. And I have a couple clips from that, actually. A lot of Marc-Andre Fleury, the goalie for the Golden Knights, had quite the game, and so he made a bunch of saves. And I have one right here I should. I think, did I lose that one too? I might have lost that one, too. Here we go. So here's Marc-Andre Fleury with a stick save on Ryan Kessler. Sorry about that. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. The internet might have just gone out. There we go.
In behind the net. Here's Richie being watched closely by Spezza. Feeds it in front of the safe. Fleury on Kessler. Oh, big stop. Fleury on Kessler right at the top of the crease.
Nice play by Richie from the corner as Kessler coming off the bench, and Richie's just going to protect this puck, and then he's going to throw it out front, a little forehand as he spins away and gets it to Kessler, and a big save by Fleury to keep it just a two-goal deficit. It's paddled down once to Kessler in front, trying to find that rebound, and Fleury able eventually covers that one up.
So Fleury saving a shot from Ryan Kessler point blank right at the top of the blue paint, and made a good save to keep the game pretty close. But again, keeping it 2-0, kept it 2-0 for the entire game. The Knights weren't able to capitalize, weren't able to put one home. But the Ducks were able to score off of this goal here, which was the second goal of the game, I believe. First goal of the game.
Comes to those interference calls. He hasn't been called either time. Score as Cogliano's shot is tipped in by Jacob Silverberg. And that is a load off Jacob Silverberg's mind. He has been struggling to find the net.
A nifty little redirection on the Cogliano bid. Good speed of Cogliano. He creates a little bit of space for himself. Miller can't block the shot by Cogliano, and both Kessler and Silverberg go to the front of the net. And pulling it back against the grain is Jacob Silverberg. The redirection, not much chance for Marc-Andre Fleury.
So I just realized I was off the air for a large chunk of time, and I really do apologize for that. My mic was off, so I'm sorry for the dead air that you guys were experiencing. I was just saying how that was the final clip for hockey. We've got a lot of games going on tonight, a bunch of back-to-backs as well. Let me pull those up again because I had closed out of that. Because I thought I was talking on the mic, and I definitely was not. So tonight, we have the Panthers at the Maple Leafs. We have the Blue Jackets at the Devils. Canadiens at the Flyers. Lightning playing the Capitals. That's a back-to-back for the Capitals. Back-to-back for the Predators as they play in Detroit against the Red Wings. Sharks at the Blues, which is a nice little rematch of the Pacific Championship from last year. That was 2 years ago. I'm so sorry. The Kings, again, playing a back-to-back, playing in Winnipeg against the Jets. Bruins playing a back-to-back against the Oilers tonight. And the Avalanche will be in Vancouver against the Canucks. And that's all I have for hockey. And switching over to a little bit of baseball news now. So pitchers and catchers reported recently. Spring training is officially started in full swing. We got players, position players also reporting for duty now, which is nice to see people getting reps now. And saw something about the Angels, about how Mike Trout is doing everything he can to watch this new guy, Shohei Ohtani, hit and just play. And, you know, Trout being one of the best players in the league as of right now is blown away by this guy's talent. So it'll be cool to see if he does make the majors, what he can do in the American League West. other than that, we have a big deal. So former Arizona Diamondback JD Martinez, whose contract expired, he's a free agent. Red Sox just picked him up on a 5-year deal, and that's pretty big, moving from the National League to the American League. And you know, it's a big move considering Martinez had 45 home runs last season, and the Red Sox are in the same division as the Yankees, who now have Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, who last year combined for over 100 home runs. It's a little way of Boston Red Sox to kind of contest the AL East a little bit and put some power behind them. There's also a news article that says that the Phillies are having discussions with Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta. Not sure how serious these discussions are, but for a team that's failing to do much like the Phillies, it's really cool to see that, you know, one of the best pitchers who won the Cy Young a couple of years ago is might be making his way to Philadelphia and might put some fire in the bullpen of the Phillies. Other than that, I'm not particularly interested in this, but some people are. Tim Tebow has made it to Mets training camp, and the GM of the Mets, Sandy Alderson, says something about how he's going to make it to the majors, and without putting words in his mouth, that's all he said. And to me, you know, seeing this guy, a former quarterback in the NFL who really didn't do much for them, trying to make it in baseball, who had a sub-230 average in low single-A baseball, probably not going to be this year. Probably not going to be next year either, in my opinion. But if the GM of a Major League Baseball team has confidence in a player, he'll make it. And that's about all I have for baseball and for hockey. Other thing that happened in the sports world was that the NBA All-Star Game happened. And a good friend of mine, actually, who I played on a Little League baseball team with him when I was younger, Donovan Mitchell, who's now a rookie star for the Utah Jazz, he ended up winning the slam dunk competition, which I think is amazing to, you know, think somebody I played baseball with when I was younger is now one of the leading rookie scorers in the NBA. That's really cool to think about, honestly. The All-Star game happened. Team LeBron ended up winning. That's all I care for it, and not sure if you guys care more for that, but you can go look that up online if you do. And that's all I have for now. That's all I have for today, and that's all the time I have for today. So thank you for listening to Song, Sports, and Stuff. My name is Eric. Thank you for listening with me. Tune in again next week, Tuesdays at 11, and I'll see you later. Rah!